Verse says, a maisa was a slave who ran away from his master in Chutzlars and ran to Eretz Yisrael. His master chased him down there. Vami told the master, if you want, I will have the slave write a note to you for his value, and you can then free him. If not, I'll force you to free him anyway, based on the ruling of Arachi, the son of Rabbi Yoshia, who understands Psukim to teach that if a slave escapes his master in Chutzlars and runs to Eretz Yisrael, he is not to be returned to his master. Mar says, Rav Chista's slave once ran away from him to Bei Kusai. He asked the people to return his slave to him. They responded that the pasuk says, Lo saskir eved ladoinov, which teaches that a slave may not be returned after escaping. He told them, that pasuk is to be darshan, like Rav Achoi darshans it, Rav Achi darshans it, that it refers to a slave that escaped from Chutzlar to Eretz Yisrael. Mar says, Abaya once lost a donkey in Bei Kusai. He asked them to return it to him, and they responded that they can only do so if he gives them a simon. He told them, my simon is that the donkey had a white belly. They responded to him, if you were not the great Abaya, we would not return the donkey to you based on that simon, because all donkeys have white bellies. Zok the Mishnah, one may not ransom a captive for more than his value. This was instituted for the benefit of the world. The Mishnah says, Vayter, one may not help a captive to escape. This was instituted for the benefit of the world. Shimon Gamliel says, this was instituted for the benefit of the other captives who are left behind. Fakmar is, when it says the benefit of the world, that we not to ransom people for more than the value, is that to prevent the community from becoming poor in such situations? Or is the reason so as not to incentivize the Goyim to take more Jewish captives? Gemara says, we find that Levi by Darga spent an exorbitant amount of money to ransom his daughter. It must be that he was allowed to do so since he used his own money, and we see that the reason must be not to make the community poor. Abaye said, we don't know if Levi by Darga acted with the agreement of the Rabbanan. It may be that the reason is to prevent future captives, and Levi acted on his own volition. Mishnah then said, Ve'ein mavrichin es Hashvuyin. What's the difference between the two reasons in the Mishnah? And Mara says the difference would be where there are no other captives. So if you're only worried about the other captives, there's no one else to worry about. If it's for the benefit of the world, then you still have to worry about it. Mara says, Amai says, the daughters of Rav Nachman were able to mix boiling pots with their hands. It seemed that they were able to do so because of their high spiritual status, their high spiritual level. Rav Elish felt that based on a pasuk, it could not be that women could reach such a lofty level. Hashem orchestrated a situation that Rav Elish was captured along with the daughters of Rav Nachman. Before escaping, Rav Elish went to check on the daughters of Rav Nachman and heard that they were saying that they were happy with the captors as their husbands and didn't want to go back to their real husbands. He left without them and said that it must be that the reason they were able to mix such boiling pots with their bare hands was not because they went on a high spiritual level, rather it must have been some form of kishuf. Zok the Mishnah, one may not buy Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, or Mezuzahs from Goyim for more than their value. This was instituted for the benefit of the world. Frech the Gemara, Budya said to Rav Ashi, the Mishnah seems to say that we would pay fair value to a Goy for these items, which would suggest that we're allowed to read from a Sefer Torah taken from a Goy. Mar says, well, it may be that we buy it from them at this price, but that we have to bury it and not use it. Rav Nachman said we have a Kabbalah that a Sefer Torah written by a min, meaning a priest or the like, who is very committed to Avodah Zarah, has to be burned. A Sefer Torah written by a Goy must be buried. A Torah found in the possession of a min must be buried, and found in the possession of a Goy, some say it should be buried, and some say it actually can be used to read from. Fractum regarding Sefer Torah written by a Goy, one bride says it should be burned, another bride says it should be buried, and a third bride says it may be used for readings. What's Pshat? Mar says the first bride, Rabbi Eliezer, who says that the intent of a Goy is always presumed to be for Avodah Zarah. That's why it has to be burned. Second brisa follows another brisa that says that such a Sefer Torah must be buried. Third brisa follows again another brisa that allows such a Sefer Torah to be used, as was done in practice by Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Second, we find that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that the leather boxes of the tefillin must be formed for the sake of the mitzvah. Could it be that he would hold that the writing doesn't have to be done for the sake of the mitzvah? If he allowed the Torah written by a Goy, we must assume that he does not require the intent, because then he would not allow the writing of a Goy who clearly doesn't have intent for the mitzvah. So the Emphat Gemara, Rab Bar Shmuel said, he allowed the Torah written by a Ger who had gone back to his Goyish ways. And Rashi explained the Ger did so out of fear, so there's no reason to treat him like a min. Zok Gemara, Braisa says, we're allowed to pay a Goy slightly more than the value of a Torah tefillin or mezuzah in order to get it back from him. Rashi said that this small amount refers to an estira. That's the amount that it refers to. Abaya once offered an Arab woman a very low amount for the tefillin that she had and was looking to sell. She was so frustrated with the offer that she took them and just threw them into the river. Abaya said, I should not have made such a low ball offer. I should have offered a little bit more to try and save the tefillin.